Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It is the 19th. It's June. It is 2025, allegedly. And I want you to listen to this. I know it's the second time I'm using anonymous officials' video, but I don't care.
What role in the Middle East, again, does Israel play in this?
Israel was created as the instrument to bring about the Battle of Armageddon and the fulfillment of prophecy, a war that will be so terrible, where nuclear weapons will be used, so that the American citizens and the other people in the world will get down on their knees and beg for no more war. And what is the answer to that? They're going to be told the only way we can guarantee no more war is if we destroy the sovereignty of nations and we come together as one humanity in a one-world government.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds pretty much powerful. For the course, does it not? You know what I mean? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. The nuclear weapons, I don't know. I still don't believe in that whatsoever at all, because if they had them, they would have used them. Somebody would have used them. And I'm not buying the atomic bombs that hit Nagasaki and Hiroshima, two places that are thriving right now. The only places that were ever nuked, they were nuked by us. After the Japanese surrendered, because they just wanted to show these things off. It appears they were firebombed, but I don't know, man. I don't know, because if there was nukes, somebody would have set one off, especially when Russia fell. You see what I'm saying? But whatever. At any rate, let me jump in the chat real quick. Joe Potter says, nukes and viruses are for fear. I totally agree. I didn't believe in COVID, and turns out I was right. You know what I'm saying? Magnum Jaisot. I don't know what that means. So cool. May Storm. When did I meet you? I met up with you a few years ago, right? You and your, I believe, children, correct? Is that accurate? I hope it is, because either I just sound insane, which wouldn't be the worst thing. T.O. Ortega, I don't know what that means. So cool. There you go. Parry Chronicles, what's up from Arizona, brother? Okay, cool. I'm so glad from Arizona just checked in, because I got to share this, and I haven't shared this the last three live streams. Let me get this out, because it's almost old news now, but one of my subscribers sent me this picture from their television in Phoenix, Arizona, greater Phoenix area. U.S. Department of Defense military training alert starts today, June 16th. My bad. I told you about this, but I didn't show this to you. To June 21st, low-flying helicopters, simulated gunfire, controlled explosions. And you need to be aware of the scheduled training. Be aware of it. You know, it's up to you, man. It's not like they've got any military bases at all in Arizona, Nevada, California, Utah. There's none out there. I mean, they got to do it in your neighborhood where they're actually pretending to shoot at you and blow things up, you know, in low-flying helicopters. That's on you. You know, you get what you pay for. It's unbelievable, but that's where we're at. So there you go. Joe Schmo, indeed. They do it every day, every place. It just is what it is, man. You know, it's completely, completely crazy. Banks in Israel have gone, done in Iran. Israel have hacked them. So yeah, I told you that yesterday. And that's probably pretty straightforward. Yep. And I'm not going to do anything about that the second time around. All right. It's going to be completely exist. Phoenix Benjamin says nukes don't exist, but nuclear weapons do. That's right. The rod of God, all these other things, they can absolutely make us believe a nuke went off, because they'll just decimate somebody. Remember I told you about the rod of God years and years ago, a kinetic weapon that's sitting in the sky, like the fake sun or all the other things that are floating around up there. Floating is the key word. The rod of God is no joke, allegedly. It's like a rail gun in the sky. So that would be really, really bad at any rate. AMG, what's up, brother? Nice name. Patty Coghill. I try. Do not conform to. I have something to get you before you. I don't know what that means. I have something to get to you before you come. Yeah, I don't know you, and I don't know what you're talking about. So, and August is a long way away, so I'm not worried about it. I don't know what BHO means. Wally Wonka, what's up from the UK? Got a lot of people from other countries. Shaggy Spitfire, what's up, man? Raphael Ashida. Clayton Vicarious, you know what's interesting about the Rod of God, Richie? You know what's interesting about the Rod of God? A non-rotating, flat, stationary earth. You could drop that thing directly from over your head and they'd never say. Exactly. And when we looked at the paperwork on this and the railgun and so many other things, they say it right in the paperwork. NASA says it. Everybody that has to write up paperwork for these crazy weapons or space things they come up with, flat stationary earth. They just say it. You know, why would you say that if it's not true in any way? If it's laughable, you know what I mean? But it is what it is. What are you going to do? So somebody in the comments said her name was Sunny, I think. I'm looking for you right now. I probably can't find you because the comments are rolling. Comments are rolling. Well, whatever. She'll pop up or not. I wanted you to see this. Is this it? Nope. Stand by. Sharing on here kind of sucks. So stand by. I wanted to show you. Oh, right there. You see that? Yeah. Why is it they all do that? Why do they all go there if Israel doesn't run the show? Why do they all go there to pay homage wearing a yarmulke and pretending? Because look at this dude. He's just staring at the wall, just like he stares at the audience when they're asking him questions. At any rate, this apparently is in DC. So this is awesome. This is awesome because we've got mystery flights from China to Iran. They're raising questions. These guys are doing this. You know what I mean? No matter what. Israel said they didn't need help from the United States. Well, it's fun to say words because Trump said he wasn't going to help them at all. We've got battalions of hardware already steaming its way out there. You know what I'm saying? They're saying it's not going to happen, but, you know, this right here, mystery flights from China. If in a real world we went after Iran, China and Russia and North Korea would have their back. So
now Iran and the China factor. According to the Daily Telegraph, three Boeing 747 freighter planes left China for Iran in the first 3 days following Israel's first strike on Iran. Data showed that on each flight, the plane flew westward along northern China, crossing into Kazakhstan, then south into Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan, and then falling off the radar as it neared Iran. Now, to add to the mystery, flight plans indicated a final destination of Luxembourg, but the aircraft appeared to have never flown near Europe and near European skies.
That's crazy. What a mystery. What could this all mean? Here's the long story short of everything. COVID-2, the Rod of God, Iran, Israel, Trump, the doomsday plane. We're going to get hit. I know you know it. You should know it because that's why they're doing all this. They've opened up every single solitary doorway so that it could be a veritable cornucopia of bad actors that come in and do a new 9/11. You know what I mean? I didn't mean to do that. Stand by. You know what? If I wasn't so busy today, I probably would have learned how to use this a little bit better, but I can't. So it is what it is. But yeah. While Trump's making his decisions, the doomsday plane lands. He doesn't need the doomsday plan, but he does need this in the headlines. You see what I mean? So whoever said this in the comments, you were absolutely right. I said I couldn't find anything about it. Well, I probably should have looked a little harder, and I did find it. So I apologize. It happens. Tiffany Hartman. No, sir. Tiffany Hartman. Oh, you're not who I was thinking. Wrong last name. Never mind. My bad. You just freaked me out. What's up? I thought that was somebody from a long, long time ago. At any rate, I lost my train of thought, which happens. But yeah, this is just so that everybody sees that word. They're, you know, this is all they're pushing. They've opened every possible doorway in the real world and in other realities. And now all hell is breaking loose. Chaos, order, abcow. This is their cup of tea. This is what they're doing. They will not stop until we're gone and all the obedient video game playing Gen Zs are left. Or they'll just deal with us one way or the other. You know what I mean? But it's just funny. It landed at Joint Base Andrews, raising concerns over U.S. military actions related to Iran. Yeah, President Trump has approved a military option against Iran, but has not given the final order to strike. There you go. There you go. So we're safe for now because there's no strike, but it's coming. I mean, you can feel it in your bones. If you have any bit of discernment, you can feel this. So, yeah, whatever. I don't know what that means. He said he's waiting 2 weeks. Is that the deal? Yeah, they called us crazy, and here we are. It's funny that nobody ever gets to, not even any of the big channels that like to pretend they're truthers, they're conservative right-wingers. They never talk about how all the people that completely ignored COVID, just ignored it, didn't watch it on TV, didn't follow it, didn't mask up, didn't get vaccines, didn't lock in, didn't do anything. Hundreds of thousands of people that I can attest to didn't do anything, and not one bad thing has happened whatsoever at all. The only good thing about COVID showing up is the flu disappeared, because that's what the flu is. It's just all it is. It's no big deal. I told you that prior. I got to tell you, I did get a little nervous there. Me and Days of Noah were talking before a live stream, and I'm like, dude, what if we are wrong? What if we're wrong here? And he said, if we're wrong, we'll see stacks of bodies in the streets. Because if it's a real pandemic, you'd see people just dropping. And every single person in my neighborhood that was elderly is still alive, unless, of course, they took it and then magically they were having strokes, clogged arteries, heart conditions, or death. But nobody died of it. You see what I mean? Because it didn't exist. You know, people, I really get annoyed when people say, well, it was a biological weapon. Wuhan, Richie, Wuhan, Wuhan. Well, you know it wasn't Wuhan? Because A, you can't let go of a biological. It doesn't work like that. You can't get sick unless you're injected or your body says, you've been eating enough Wendy's and Pringles and drinking Dr. Pepper and Pepsi and all that other crap. It gets sick. You know what I'm saying? All I drink is filtered water with Pedialyte in it because I'm always traveling and I'm either way up in the mountains or I don't want to get altitude sickness. So I stay hydrated a lot. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing. That would be the number one answer right there. From what we know. Well, yeah. I'm just going to drop that. How's that? I have a hard time with people that put all their information behind a paywall and then say it's because they don't want to get censored on YouTube. It's either the truth is the truth or it ain't. One of the two. I don't know what to tell you. I found ways around it. People couldn't find me, but, you know, when you're looking for Richie from Boston and spelling it with a T, you're never going to find it. You know what I mean? But on that, I will digress. What's up, Super Dave 44? Damn, Super Dave 44 has been around for a long, 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 long time. And I think if this is the same Jesse James, him as well. So there it is. All right, let's get through this. I've been working on my truck all day because I'm trying to get wheels down. I've been home way too long. So, let me show you this real quick. If the creek don't rise and the good Lord's will in August 22nd, 23rd, Cave City, Kentucky, I will be there. And I spoke to the guy that started this thing today. And he's aware. He's like, as long as the world's still here and then we're still able to do it, we're doing it. So what annoyed me is apparently you're supposed to tell people about this in videos. And apparently a lot of people have bought tickets in my name, which is very cool. But it pisses me off that John Pounder sold way more than I did. I wasn't trying to sell them, but if you want your tickets, they're selling out fast. And here's the other side of that coin. I'm going to show you this once, and then that's a wrap. Stop screen share, screen share. I'm doing this till the end of this week, and then that's it. So everybody that donates, no matter how much it is, it doesn't matter. I'm going to be doing a drawing. So there'll be what? How many people? 165 people so far. And I'll be giving you two VIP tickets, which sold out like instantaneously. So anybody that donates to this, I'll give you free VIP tickets if you win. And I mean, the odds are pretty dang good. There's only 165. So the odds are 165 to one, right? Is that right? I don't know. I'm not a math dude. Math always freaked me out. I can do it, but I don't like to. At any rate, let me clean this up a little bit. All right, what did I want to go over here? All right, so the doomsday plane's here. Trump is a Zionist. It's amazing that this dude came in on a platform of, I'll stop all the wars instantaneously, and grocery prices will drop, and everything will be great. We'll love it. It'll be beautiful, and we'll get rid of all the illegals. And the illegals, I knew everything he was saying was complete and utter nonsense. It wasn't going to happen at all. But it's astonishing to me how many people are still rolling with this guy when he's absolutely turned the entire place into utter chaos. This is insane. This is absolutely insane. Every day, all day, constantly. And the way they did, the way he decided, whomever decided, I would imagine it was a presidential decree or it was a, you know, executive order. The way they're snatching up people is just like the Gestapo. They don't have to do that. They could track them and quietly take them into custody, but that's not what they're doing at all. So, of course, it's giving people reasons to throw their dresses up over their heads and shoot fireworks at federal officers. You know what that's going to do? It's going to bring in more military guys on the street and more and more. Do you remember when I told you this is exactly what the goal was? Do you remember? Does anybody? Yeah. The goal would be to bring so many people in. First of all, they weren't for votes, all right? They can fix the vote with a stroke of a keyboard. They always have been able to for as long as I can remember. Nothing changes. Biden didn't win and then suddenly lose. Biden was put in place as like a stuffed animal or something that they called the president that just kept flying illegals in. Oh, you guys are all from a Venezuelan prison? You guys are all Venezuelan gang members? Come on in. We'll give you a great hotel in Colorado, but you can only stay there for like 6 or 7 months. And then we'll record you live complaining about the food that we're giving you for free. But that's all right, because then we'll give you a Visa card, you know, a prepaid debit card that you can complain about on camera, which blew me away. And you can drive. Don't worry about a license because you're an illegal anyway. So what could possibly go wrong? Biden did his job. Every president, one does this, the next one's going to fix it. And then the next one's going to undo it and so on and so forth. It's just a puppet show. It's political theater. There is no right. There is no left. It's just the phoenix in the middle that's getting ready to rise. And speaking of that, I find it really odd that military training is happening in the greater Phoenix area. Phoenix Rising, like we saw at the end of the Olympics. But again, let me digress. I've been working on my truck all day. My truck's got some miles on it. I visited a lot of people last go round, and I didn't coordinate it well. So I was going from California to Missouri to Texas to Oregon. You know what I mean? But I put a lot of miles. And when you have a supercharged vehicle and you rely on it like I do, I had to pull it down and do a bunch of maintenance. Nothing fancy, nothing glamorous. But I put my supercharger back in today. So that was very difficult because it was 95 degrees and brutal. The sun, when it's 95 out, the tools are like burning hot. It's incredible. I mean, that white sun is no joke whatsoever at all. So, I got it. I got it. I'm good. I'm good. But let me show you these other. Oh, let me show you this. This is what I. This is what the whole live stream was for. Watch this. This is crazy. I don't know if you know who this dude is, but apparently he sounds very effeminate to me, but apparently that's a thing now. It is what it is. But apparently he was airborne. So if he was an airborne soldier, he was at Fort Benning where I was. So he must have something good about him. But this is his channel, T-Sply or T-Plipsy or whatever that is. And he's got the little face paint on like Mel Gibson, whatever. Watch this.
Okay, this got very intense. Once again, protesters decided to surround a home.
Do you see what I'm saying about the voice? I mean, how come every podcaster, atrazine, I'm asking rhetorical questions. I already know the answer at any rate.
Homeland Security Center, and federal agents had no choice but to push back.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Officers come right out.
Now, what's interesting about this event, the police did not show up, so federal agents had to come up with a plan to try and calm everything down. We're going to dig into all of this. Now, before we start the video, make sure to please like the video. It's the number one way you guys are helping. Real quick, I'm getting my clips from Cho Show over on X. Make sure to go follow him, go support Sanctuary City. And it makes sense that they're going to protest in front of the Homeland Security Center.
Okay, hold on. I don't want you to think we're watching this entire video at all. What I want you to see is that the federal agents are on their own. The apparently the police won't help them in any way at all. The police are just like, no, we're not dealing with it. In a real world, if the entire government of a state is working against the people, like if they're not protected, they're not doing their jobs at all, they need to be arrested and taken away, in my opinion. But that doesn't happen because it's all part of the game. You see what I mean? But I'm showing you this video because it's showing that they're using these riots to get better and better at controlling real, actual riots. You see what I mean? This is like training for them, and it's starting to make me think that that's the whole game. I don't know if the feds know that these are paid actors that are shooting huge fireworks and stuff. I mean, shooting fireworks at somebody, that ain't funny. Somebody shoots a skyrocket at me, there will be consequences and repercussions post-haste. You know what I mean? But watch this. Let me quit yapping. I just wanted to explain that. All right, where is he?
Enter.
This is in Portland yesterday. Portland, Washington, or whatever. Oh, Portland, Oregon? I don't know.
Protesters are starting to build up and gather in front of the building. And this wall right here, it's not updated, but it's also covered in graffiti. Blocking off the front gate and getting in the way of federal operations. This right here is typically enough for federal officers to start pushing you away and blocking you away. But this by far is probably the biggest threat for Homeland Security officers whenever we get into these protests. In fact, over in New Jersey, Delaney Hall, protesters can just throw up a few chairs and some barricades, and this is enough to shut down operations or eventually end up in a skirmish. About to get into the clashes. Now, before we start, if you haven't already, make sure to please subscribe to my channel almost every day currently in the United States.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Officers come right out. Here we go. Clear the area. Whoa.
Oh. squash a situation. In fact, we the organized way I've ever seen federal agents try to squash might be the most effective. I have to point this.
Okay, here's what I wanted to show you. I'm sorry about this, but at least you get the gist of it. You see what I mean?
Out. What we're witnessing might be the most effective and organized way I've ever seen federal agents try to squash a situation. In fact, we even have a massive flanking maneuver from the other side of the building to try and calm the protesters down.
Why would they get out of the line?
Oh, they got a cover bomb.
Oh shit, they came in from inside.
The reason why I'm pointing this all out is because federal agents, they are facing about 250 plus protesters, according to Homeland Security, and they're not getting any help from local police, so they have to figure something out. So it looks like what they're doing is pushing from the front and pushing from the sides, and it looks like the protesters, they forgot that on the side here, there's a gate in which Homeland Security can press from this side as well.
So there it is. There it is. That's what I wanted you to see, because now they're suddenly using military tactics. And with the dudes all, you can't see who it is. There's a great chance they're actually military dudes, which is really wrong, but it is what it is. We're living in the New World Order. They just haven't dropped the capstone yet, but that's coming soon. That's what this entire Iran thing, that's what all these riots are. This was just yesterday. So this is still going on. I mean, it's crazy. And when you find out that most of the protesters are paid, and when you find out that Antifa or whatever it's called is paid by Black Lives Matter, you know the drill. But I'm not going to say Soros, because I don't even know if that dude's still alive, but somebody's paying him. It's probably Joe Rogan or Elon Musk or... who knows? Who knows? Who even knows? Sorry, Joe, if you heard that, but you are a complete puppet, dude. And you're kind of a tool. And you're only 5'2", man. That's lame. But whatever. Whatever. I'm mad because Joe Rogan used to know. But like I said, he had the JFK moment where they said, hey, Joe, come in here. We want to show you something. You want to be incredibly wealthy, or do you want to be like this dude, Richie from Boston, who we're going to make disappear pretty soon, but... And he picked ice buckets and Elon Musk. So it is what it is. My point being here, there is a point. Thank you. There you go, Swamp Lover. This is all training. This is all training for the next big event that's going to come. And they're already telling us that there's a big event that's going to come, because we already know it. But apparently... there's a terror plot worse than 9/11 coming, according to the ex-ICE chief. Trump's Boer Czar, Tom Homan, warns the Biden, it's all Biden's fault. He let a bunch of people in, but Trump is literally causing riots. He gave a $500 trillion to the richest 1% the minute he walked in, and we're going to war. And it's hilarious listening to Israel complain and complain and complain about the war crimes that Iran is foisting upon them, when they're the ones that started bombing Iran. You know what I mean? It's just astonishing. But you see this, and then you see the doomsday plane landing in DC. Yeah, it's coming. And I mean, for years we were warning that it was coming. Well, it's here. It's here. It's at the door. It was on its way, but it's at the door. And as soon as it opens the door, we're not going to see it, man. We didn't see 9/11 come until it was too late. Yeah, that's no problem. 5'8's fine, man. Joe Rogan's like 5'4", dude. I've said that a million times. I was accused of using gematria, and I don't think that's what I mean. Trump was the president, and then all of a sudden he lost to Joe Biden, who I was on the road at the time. Because it was COVID, and everywhere you look, there were Trump signs, and I found one Biden sign taking a detour, a side street in Pennsylvania. One Biden sign, but Biden won by a landslide. I believe the 45 and the 47th president, you know, holds great magical whatever. So it is what it is. 6'4". There you go, brother. Yep. 6'4". Yeah, everybody, you don't have to, whatever. People are so dumb at any rate. Yeah, you got fired. A lot of people did, and a lot of people took it and for their job, which is amazing to me. You know what I mean? It's amazing. I happen to know somebody, the guy. That wrote Confusion in the Cosmos and Confusion in Christianity. He owns a company, and he told all of his employees, he owns a company completely unrelated to the books he wrote. He wrote those books because God sent them to him. And I know him. I know how he talks. I know how he acts. I know how he thinks for the most part. For the most part. The way he wrote this book, God had to have a hand in it because it doesn't make any sense. At any rate, he owns a company and he told his employees, if you get the shot, I'm going to have to let you go. How badass is that? That's gangster. And he's not even, he's a quiet, squared away, well-intentioned, observing Christian. You know what I mean? He married a great woman and many of their children, they have like 6 kids, 3 and 3. Like the Brady Bunch. And they are so lucky because some of their kids are awake. And I'm like, do you even understand how rare that is, that some of your kids are awake? Because most people are like, my parents aren't awake. Or my kids think I'm crazy. I hear you. I hear you. When people don't agree with what you think, especially when you're awake and they're not, just leave it. Leave it lie. Because the more you try, the more you're going to drive a wedge between yourselves. And the more they're just going to resent you. You know what I mean? I don't run up to people. That's awesome. I don't run up to people and say, oh my God, there's chemtrails and the moon's made of plasma and we can't land there. And 9/11 was in it. I don't do that stuff, man, at all. Because there's no future in it. You just look like a raving lunatic. You know, you do data dumps on people. Just not the way to go. So that's just my opinion. But be ready, be ready, be ready. That's the number one answer right there. When you're ready, you don't have any fear. That's all there is to it. You know, people. Somebody said in the comments, it's time to stop trying to wake up the sheep and just worry about the wolves or whatever, the lions or whatever. Yeah, that ain't my cup of tea, man. That ain't my cup of tea. So I'm going to try to wake people up till the wheels fall off, but I'm only going to try to wake people up that are actually looking for it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't tell my neighbors, and I feel bad for them. I really do. I feel bad for them, but I mean, we live next to the Atlantic Ocean, and they chemtrail Massachusetts worse than any place I've ever seen before. And I have to imagine that chemtrailing and having an enormous body of salt water work well together. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what it is, but we rarely see the sun. And when we do see the sun, it's usually like it was today, oppressive, you know, making your tools way too hot to touch, things of that nature. And I'm talking, my tools were 10 o'clock in the morning. I went and grabbed the socket and it was burning hot. It wasn't burning hot out yet. You know, it's just that light, that white light that's up there. Yeah, it's no joke. So, all right, let me get through this. I wanted to do a live stream. And then the longer the day got, I started getting tired. So I'm like, it's either I do this or I don't. And I can't take a bike ride because it's just too dang hot. So stop, share. Yep, yep, yep. All right, I don't remember what this is, but let's look at this. Oh, yeah, this is awesome. Pete Santilli, I don't remember. I can't believe he's still around, but whatever. Yeah. people suck at this. Come up with a better song, man. They're dancing and hooting and hollering is just so lame, man. It really is. And did you notice that those were all white people? Pathetic, limp dick, effeminate white people. And I shouldn't say that because medications, atrazine, chemtrails, genetically modified food, people that don't understand drinking soda and anything out of an aluminum can is making you dumber. If you're offended, I can't help it. I don't know what to tell you. I never drank soda. I never, ever drank soda. I drank milk for a long time until I did that video about 12 years ago that got my channel taken down for exposing what milk actually was. And it was on the mainstream news. I put the video up, but I'm like, I was a weightlifter. I was a powerlifter forever and ever and ever. You know what I mean? Since I was 16. So I drank milk, protein shakes, blah, blah, blah. And then I found out. I effed around and I found out. I live in Boston, brother. I live in Boston. We don't have things like that. Trying to get eggs that actually come out of a chicken that you can guarantee is hard enough. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Yeah, but the problem is the useless eaters, Trump is giving them every reason in the world to do what you just saw them doing. They're rioting, they're protesting, they're sticking up for things they have no idea about. Like, if they understood what this was, they'd realize that they are the desired result. They want this to happen, and it is what's happening, and that'll turn into a clash. And blah, yeah, it's going to be nonstop, never-ending chaos, and July 4th is coming up on us very quickly, and I can't help but think, like, 45 and 47 on his hat. 45, 47 just happens to come out to a 9/11. What a coincidence, man. That's just, I'm sure nobody noticed. Like, nobody would notice that. Not whatsoever at all. But they want this. Well, that's a good call. That's a good call. I'm 5'11". That's a good call. They are just tools, but exactly. But I can't drink out of, yeah, that's weird. At any rate, I just drink water. That's all. I just drink water and I seem to be doing fine. I saw that. He gave him a pass in meat packing plants, farms, and hotels, which is just really strange. Yeah, that's fine. I saw that. Allison Frey, I saw that. Yeah, I know. At any rate, all right, let's stop. Here's another phenomenal one. This is crazy. I didn't see this on the radar over DC, but I mean, look how fast this thing's moving. He pulled up radar to check the massive storm overhead and noticed an anomaly on the radar loop. This massive wave. He's saying that it's probably HAARP that. But I don't know if that's accurate. I don't think that's HAARP. I don't know. It could be something else. Did you see that? Well, did you see that? What? Oh, watch this. Stand by. That thing shooting across. That right there. The little green thing shooting across the sky. That. Yeah, I didn't see that first time around, but I don't know. I'm just putting this out here for your public consumption to see what you all think. And I'm going to show you something that's really, 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 I mean, God is almighty. God does not mess around. We can simply, with all the money in the world and all the intelligence and all the materials, we can kind of somewhat mimic some of the things God can do just by thinking it or speaking it. But God's not going to like this. He's not somebody you should mess with. And look at that. This is just disgusting. I don't know what this is. Actress Cynthia Erivo is set to play Jesus Christ in the Jesus Christ Superstar production at the Hollywood Bowl. That's the woman.
There are teas that actually dissolve completely. So that's one of my favorite things. Thank you so much.
I don't even know what that is. I don't know what that is. I don't know, and ring through the nose, all sorts of rings, really small, creepy, weird head, laughably, comically long fingernails that are probably making writing just so darn easy, but all I'm seeing is evil. And I mean, are you kidding me, man? I don't know where the Hollywood Bowl is, but this is disgraceful. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that. Look at this thing. That just blows me away. But that's where we live in. We live in clown world. But I'll tell you what, there are consequences and they will be coming soon. A lot of people are in for a really bad day at the office. So here's another one. Iran is saying that they've upped their missile capacity by 5 to 6 times. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy because it's like they've got never-ending projectiles to shoot at a place that has a iron dome that doesn't seem to be working whatsoever at all, but nobody's talking about that. And then Trump wants to put a golden dome here. That just sounds gross. It does. That's all I think of, something gross when I think of that. And Trump would be the right one. So at any rate, they have the MIRV system. All right. Well, I guess that makes sense. And the other thing is, even if the Iron Dome was legit, what they're telling us, what we're seeing, what's being reported, because we don't know, this could be all wag the dog. Seriously, I haven't gotten anybody in Israel to actually hit me up, and I haven't got anybody from Iran to hit me up. We don't know if any of this is real at all. You know what I mean? We saw them fake it during Ukraine, Russia, right off the bat. They were literally showing us video game footage. And then apparently it did get real. But I don't know. I don't know. The point is, they're saying this, and that just opens up our borders. And like they're saying, the doomsday plane just landed in D.C. That's good. That's cool. It sounds like Trump's looking for an answer to something that has not one thing to do with us. Nada. Zip. Zero. But you heard Bill Cooper at the beginning of this. That's what Israel was created for, because they're certainly not Jews. You know what I mean? But whatever. It is the greatest show on earth, but it kind of ain't. I agree. What if we had a war and no one showed up? The thing is they all will. According to what they're telling us, Iran keeps shooting all their older missiles, and Israel is expending a lot of technology and weaponry to shoot them down. And then apparently, allegedly, what they say is Iran shooting hypersonics and they can't be stopped, which is crazy. And then they're showing us hypersonic missiles and they look identical. Not close, not similar, not somewhat. They look identical to when SpaceX takes off. You know the thing I showed last night in the live stream that they tell us is SpaceX, and I was telling you it's them trying to shoot through the firmament? Well, now they're saying that's exactly what hypersonic weapons look like. That's weird. That's unusual. But whatever, you know, whatever. Whatever. 99.9% recovery rate. Everybody's got to lock in. You know, whatever. So, and here's a funny one right here. A bright green meteor and aurora australis never seen over Sydney skies. They're getting northern lights in Australia. Okay? Think about that. Think about that. That's not possible in any way whatsoever at all. And yet, bizarro world.
Well, there was a bright green glow over Sydney last night as a meteor lit up the sky. The astronomical show capped off a busy week for stargazers in the east of the country, with Aurora Australis also on full display.
So you can see that this thing is really quickly moving through the sky. It's breaking up and it's giving us this colorful flash. And the color is really what I think is one of the key giveaways, because the materials of spacecraft are quite different than the materials of a common asteroid. So a lot of those asteroids that are bigger and make it through the atmosphere, they have a lot of metals in them. And so that greenish blue color we're seeing is a trait of that, but also what's being heated up in the atmosphere.
Okay. So how big would this meteor have been?
Yeah. To see something like this, you know, normally when we see meteors and meteor showers, we're thinking of things that are like the size.
This is again.
Absolutely. So this is actually caused when our sun has these little burps, which we call coronal mass ejections. And that's where it's sending out these waves of energetic particles along what we call the solar wind. And that is a giant world global wide phenomenon because that hits.
That's a giant pile of steaming kangaroo crap right there. I'm saving this comment, but that is just utterly solar mass ejections. The sun is it's a light to rule the day. It doesn't eject, okay? It doesn't eject solar winds. It's all nonsensical. Apparently, if I had to put money down, even though this isn't actually worth anything, if I had to put money down, I would say something really shaky is going to happen in Australia in the next day or so, because apparently there's about a day behind. First, you get the solar lights. First, you get the northern lights, and then things start erupting and shaking. Okay, GG, Lori Jean, old men in Congress can't figure out. Yeah, you have, dude, they're all on the same team. They know exactly what everybody's got. Don't be fooled, all right? You're making it sound like there are separate countries that are really at war and not all a big club that we ain't in that's orchestrating a goal that they all want in on. They've all negotiated their pieces of the pie. I mean, Stand by. I'm losing the entire page. Here's a fun little thing for you. You see this? World Economic Forum. Iran, World Economic Forum. Israel, big club. We ain't in it. Don't be fooled by that, all right? You sound like that comment is something you get from one of those right-wing channels that thinks they've taken the red pill. They took a red pill, but it was like a Good and Plenty or a Mike and Ike or something. But, well, of course, yeah. But I think it's going to be a little bit bigger than that. We're going to get hit, and then the grid will go down because a real president, elect me president tomorrow. I'm not going to give a half a trillion to the richest people on earth already. Here's a half a trillion. Go build this machine you keep telling us is going to kill and take us over. Here's more money. We got to build it quicker. If I was the president, I'd say, okay, tomorrow I'm hiring 250,000 people. We're going to go from the East Coast to the West Coast, North to South, and we're going to rebuild the electrical grid right now, because our electrical grid absolutely sucks. And every single thing that's holding up the wires is shaped exactly like a Baphomet, lightning from heaven, prince of the air. You see what I'm saying? Does it make sense? But it's not what he did. So it is what it is. At any rate, I think I got one more. But I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. James Woods. I played poker with him one time at the place in Connecticut. I forget the name. That's a cop. That's a DEI hire. That's when you hire someone that shouldn't be a cop whatsoever at all. Getting his ass whooped by a skinny little fellow with lots of hair. That hair is the perfect way to negate this activity. Grab that hair. Bring his head directly towards the sharpest part of your body, your knee or your elbow, and the fight's over. But apparently no one ever told this sheriff that's what you do. Instead, he's getting ragdolled, and he's recording it all. And a security camera's recording it, and his body cam. And then oh, wait a minute, it's not over. I'm going to shoot you with a... Oh, there it is. Took you that long to do it. So he got his ass whooped, and then shot the guy who appeared to be completely unarmed. So that's America. What are you going to do? At any rate, Foxwoods, thank you. Right? No, that wasn't a taser. That was a 9mm antidepressant. It just took so long to do that, you know? You can't fight. Don't be a cop these days, especially when you're a sheriff, because sheriff seems to get into it big time. All right. I don't know what that means. I don't know. What does this mean? I don't know what that means. Yeah. My grandfather was a cop. My ex was a detective. So I don't know about all. Neither one of them were Freemasons. But I do get what you're saying. In England, absolutely. Around here, now, absolutely. But I don't know what that means. Cell towers are relay stations, underground wires. Exactly. Exactly. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Billy? I'm so sad. Here's a 380 antidepressant. Administer it yourself. Police activity had the hole. Dude grabbed a gun. He tossed by the chain. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Here's the deal. A lot of people are Freemasons. My barber was a Freemason, okay? You only make it to be a threat. Freemasons just like the springboard. If you have generational wealth in your family or your relatives, your father is like a governor. If you got something that they can use to get their thing done, you're a problem. Otherwise, you never even find out that they worship Lucifer. Unless, of course, you don't watch YouTube or do your own research, which most of them don't. Most guys do it to further their businesses for the most part, from what I've gathered, you know, but whatever. I have no idea what that means. Invited to Alaska? Excuse me. All right. I'm getting ready to roll out of here. My name for America is... All right. There you go. Now everybody knows. That'll catch on. That'll be a shirt tomorrow. Is what I'm saying. Somebody just said, oh, I just got you again. My bad. Anytime, anytime. All right, guys. That was another good one, huh? They got people to literally, are you sad? Here, take this Prozac. It's just concentrated fluoride. It'll be great. You'll love it. Everybody will enjoy it. It's terrific. And I have to remember that. I have to remember that because, I have to remember that someone said vape juice. I do, yes. Do I still live near Boston? I'm in my house. Yeah, I still live here. See it? It's right behind me. Oh, what was I going to say, dude? I was going to say something, but whatever. It's what happens with, yeah, Tonette, you're on it. You're on it. I was going to say something, but I forget what it was. That's what happens when you watch the comments. It's very distracting. Oh, I got to remember not to be so harsh on the guys that sound like women and how flimsy. We're all going to protest. We need to fight. We need to fight. We need to fight 15 years ago, but we certainly needed to fight when they locked us in. Lock in. And then we saw National Guards lighting people up. That's exactly what they said. Standing in the doorway of your house with the door open, get inside. I'm in my house. Light them up. Doo, doo, doo. I thought it was on. Crickets. All the militias, all the 3%ers, all had their little logos on their face masks. I couldn't believe it, man. So it's crazy, man. Protest. Rah. All you're doing is giving the government a reason to do exactly what they want to do. Period. It's pretty straightforward. It's pretty straightforward. Problem, reaction, solution. Being a truther, we're supposed to give good options for the reaction. Your reaction is much better when you see it coming. Told you there was going to be a pandemic 2 months before it happened. How in the world can some jerk off from Lynn, Massachusetts that refuses to get his front tooth fixed and cuts his own hair, crooked apparently, but whatever, I don't care. How would some jerk off from Lynn, Mass know there was going to be a pandemic? And how, when it got here, did I know it was still fake when the whole world was falling for it? Because it was fake. My reaction didn't allow them their solution. And a lot of you guys heard it and it made sense. Now, with so much social media is been censored, but it's just TikTok, and all that other crap constantly, nonstop. People are much softer and they're easily steered. So the reaction will give them their solution. They will get their solution this time, one way or the other. If they have to kill us all, they will. At any rate, Richie from Boston, like, share, subscribe, or don't.